RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Entourage, now playing in area theaters.
One can offhandedly generalize Entourage as the Sex in the City for the Y chromosome. It is not far-fetched to imagine a group of 20 to 30-something white-collar males at a local watering hole, detailing while one of them believes to be he is akin to Johnny Drama, and another declares himself a Vincent Chase, even though the rest of the mates exchange glances with one another to confirm they all know he is the group's turtle. Following in the footsteps of the aforementioned HBO half-hour sitcom, Entourage leaps to the big screen after 8 seasons on pay cable and rolls the dice its audience will follow, and has not moved on from the 4 boyman wannabes from Queens making a name for themselves in Hollywood. I am happy to see the guys again, and watch them not quite learn from the life lessons repeatedly thrown their way. As with the TV show, the 4 egos cancel each other out after a while, blending together, leaving all the room in the world for Jeremy Piven to swoop in with the best lines, the best acting, and as the most memorable part of the entourage. Picking up where the show left off, and with a noticeably larger budget, the guys reconvene on a yacht, hosting an improbable number of bikini-clad ladies moored off of Ibiza. Vincent, played by Adrien Grenier, celebrates the end of his 9-day marriage, and rather than consoling his lost love or picking on him for making a gigantic mistake, Vincent's childhood groupies are there to help him party away his problems and declare only greater things are in store for them beyond the horizon. Former agent and now studio head Ari Gold, played by Piven, is more than happy Vince is a free man again. Not only is his world-famous cash cow more marketable as a single man, but he is free to star in his next franchise. The problem? Vince wants to direct it, too. Part of Entourage's allure has always been its mostly faithful representation of the ins and outs of the Hollywood studio system. Famous actors and actresses habitually think they would make creative geniuses behind the camera, while wiser office suits bankrolling the business wish the pretty faces would just smile and nod in front of the camera where they belong. Coming in over budget and with his paw extended for more, Vincent puts Ari in the unenviable position of flying to Texas to wring more dough out of the reluctant wallet of his deep-pocketed financier, Larson McCreadle, played by Billy Bob Thornton, and his "there's something off about this boy" son, Travis, played by Haley Joel Osment. I believe the TV show Entourage reaches its most delicious heights when Ari flies off the handle and starts spouting paragraphs of insults and threats before he realizes what exactly is coming out of his mouth. Hamstrung with babysitting Travis and listening to the recommendations of outsiders who have no clue what goes into creating blockbuster movies is enough to take even more years off of Ari's life. Piven is more than adept at portraying a man who cannot fathom why everyone else in the room does not recognize he is the smartest one there, and just let him get on with making everybody tons of money. While Piven is the most enjoyable presence on screen, the movie is called Entourage, so I'll get back to the rest of the group. Eric, played by Kevin Connolly, frequently the moral compass and most innocent of the group, finds himself in a mess of his own making, juggling multiple females, including the very pregnant Sloane, played by Emmanuel Shrieky, his habitually on-again, off-again significant other. Currently off-again, Eric keeps stumbling into bed with impossibly gorgeous models. Johnny Drama, played by Kevin Dillon, scores the biggest laughs as his outsized ego dwarfs his current Hollywood standing. Finally, Turtle, played by Jerry Ferrara, is merely a seat filler this time around, except for a few awkward run-ins with UFC champion Ronda Rousey. Entourage has always had a couple famous faces pop up in each episode, but Entourage the film is saturated. I probably only caught about half of the 100 or so sports, music, and film celebrities who flash their mugs in brief cameos. Watching the end credits of everyone I missed was a sobering moment for a guy who thought he was current in pop culture. Also present is the extra gratuitous female nudity, the overhead shots of the group cruising down Sunset Strip in an open-top 6-figure convertible, and the impromptu Malibu beach parties we imagine people like these guys haphazardly fall into. Written and directed by the show's original creator, Doug Ellen, Entourage is an extended 104-minute episode, using the same gimmicks, narrative structure, and idiosyncrasies we remember from TV. Ellen, the auteur behind 1996's Coolio-starring Fat Beach and 1998's Kissing a Fool, does the show's spirit right here. I enjoyed Entourage, the TV show, and am amused to see these characters again, even though some view their lack of maturation and cyclical problems as reason not to see the film. The recommendation here is easy enough. If you are familiar with and liked the TV show, you will be more than satisfied to watch what Eric, Vincent, Drama, and Turtle get up to now. If you didn't like the show or have never seen it, Entourage the movie may not have much for you to pick from. That is why I give Entourage 3 out of 4 stars.
Entourage is rated R, now playing at Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Largo Mall 8, the Moveco Sundial 19 in downtown St. Petersburg, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas. RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit Charlie Jewell, JUHL.com. RadioSt.Pete.com.